Well, for weeks, swaths of the country have been getting hit with hurricanes and wildfires, and that's having an impact on the economy. New reports on the housing market show signs of temporary stress tied to weather troubles. But for the longer term, housing may be looking up because younger Americans are jumping into ownership. Let's hear about the latest reports with NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Robin.
And start with the weather. There was Hurricane Harvey hitting Texas and Louisiana. Irma slammed into Florida in the south. Now Puerto Rico getting battered by Maria. This has to be having an impact on the economy.
Oh, it really is. It's hurting. And of course, there's always a temporary bump up from a storm. That is, people have to spend money to clean up. You know, they're chopping down trees or buying new carpets, food to restock your refrigerator. But on balance, you know, you never hear an economist saying, hey, let's all burn our houses down because that'd be good for the economy. You know, that is not how it works. There's a temporary burst of spending, but overall, you lose a lot. You have lost work hours, lost capital stock, your reduced savings, all kinds of problems. And I've seen different estimates, but it looks like Harvey and Irma may have cost something like $150 billion in gross losses. Yeah. So on balance, these big weather events and the wildfires, they're hurting the economy in general, but in particular, they've had a really bad impact on the housing sector. And we've had three different reports over the last 3 days that all show that.
Tell us about those reports.
Well, the National Association of Home Builders survey showed that there was this big drop in optimism. Now, you'd think that maybe builders would be cheerful because there's all these houses to rebuild in Texas and Florida. But okay, maybe in a few specific markets, that's true. But nationwide, it's driving up the cost of building materials. Mm-hmm. And it's making the labor shortages worse. So profits are hurting. And a lot of these storms caused activity to come to a halt.
Right.
So there was a second report from the Commerce Department that showed new home completions. That is just finishing it up and getting the sale done. They were down 22% in the South. Mm-hmm. So if you're a builder, if you can't finish the project because the wind's howling, you're not making your profit.
What about realtors? You know, Houston in particular is such a hot market. What's happening?
Well, that's that third report. Just this morning, the National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell by 1.7% from July. Part of that is because there's not enough inventory in some parts of the country, but a lot of it was because of that hurricane. Some people just couldn't get to the closing for their home sales. You know, the weather was really tough. So you're talking about short-term problems that are hurting, and especially think about Texas, Florida. Those are really big housing markets. But, you know, to be fair, when you step back and you look at the really big picture, actually, economists are pretty excited about housing because the job market's strong, interest rates are still really low, and most of all, drum roll, millennials, welcome to the housing market. They're really starting to buy houses.
Wait, we thought millennials, people in their 20s to mid-30s, wanted to be urban hipsters.
Yes, they did want to be urban hipsters until they got enough money to buy a house. So now they're moving into their 30s now and they're having kids and they want a house. And most of all, they want a house in the suburbs. So Zillow, National Association of Realtors, you look at their statistics and it shows that millennials are by far the biggest group of home purchasers, and they want to live out in the suburbs. So bottom line is the recent storms, these fires, they have disrupted the housing market. But longer term, this is going to bounce back because we've got all those millions of millennials who want to buy houses.
Okay. NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome, Robin.